at Value Gas Food Store on Highland Avenue. Got into a shootout. Three people were wounded. Big drug dealer off the streets in Macon County. A U.S. Marshal Services, along with Aaliyah, took down Steve James. He was wanted on 4 grand jury indictments. When he was arrested, he had 2 shotguns and what appeared to be cocaine, marijuana, and grinders with cocaine residue. So, yes, additional charges. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey's headed to Paris, sugar. She's going to attend the Paris Air Show with a development team in tow. The main goal of the trip, she says, to position Alabama for prolonged aerospace industry growth. And don't forget, a week from today, the Chilton County Peach Festival kicks off in Clanton with the Peach Jam. That's your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jones.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are 5 reasons a first home buyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Mark, the cabinet door fell off again.
I'll get my screwdriver.
No, you won't. Not this time. Karen and Scott just had their kitchen redone by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations. This time I'm calling a pro.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Drill, it's back to the charger for you and back to the man cave for me.
Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations and save money. CCR can upgrade your kitchen for less than you can imagine. CCR offers choices. If you're building new and want all new custom-built cabinetry, give Eddie a call. They'll design and build your perfect custom kitchen. If you need to renovate, cabinet refacing can save you thousands. Call Eddie and save. Reface with oak, maple, or many other varieties of stained wood. Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations at 523-1149. He has plenty of options available. Put a new face on your kitchen. It's affordable. Call 523-1149. Custom Cabinet Renovations, 523-1149. And remember, it's your choice. Replace or renovate.
David Little's in the house from Tucker Pecan. And what is going on, my friend?
Woo! The summertime is here, Bubba. You know, down at Tucker Pecan, like we always say, we have all kinds of great ideas for the beach, the lake, wherever you're going, just by the pool. And now we have the new glasses you stick in the sand. You can stick them in the ground up at the lake when you're just sitting there and you don't want it to fall over. You stick it in the ground in the sand or the dirt at the lake. You do that, your wine glass, tea, your water, whatever. It doesn't fall over. We've got those. We've got some beach towels left. We've got all kinds of great seasonings down there from Pepper Tree. We've got seasoning that goes on chicken. We've got it where it goes on steaks. We've got it on vegetables. We've got all kinds of great things. Also, we've got some neat jewelry down there. It's just come in the store. Purses, all kinds of great things. Beach totes. But come check us out because we always have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Just come check us out.
Where are you located?
At 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This July, make it a jolly holiday with the Alabama Shakespeare Festival's Mary Poppins. This million-dollar production of the Broadway blockbuster features incredible sets, beautiful costumes, and that magical nanny who will fly over your head and into your heart, leaving you and your family spellbound. Your summer just won't be complete without a trip to ASF. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at asf.net today.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron, Ben, and Jack.
Six minutes after 10 o'clock.
Oh, yes, the Friday edition of News and Views on News Talk 93.1 WACB with Ben, Jack, and Barron.
This is what our audience thinks of us. They might think we're crazy.
Yeah.
You might be right.
You may be. That's a whole other song, Billy Joel. I may be crazy.
272-9228 is the telephone number, guys. We have a wide open show going on. It's Friday. What are the rules on Friday?
Ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
Why's your mic pointed to the back of the studio?
Because I was chomping ice.
No, I can't stand when people chomp on ice. Oh, the worst.
My dad would have a field day with you.
Why? He doesn't chomp on ice?
No, he doesn't like it either.
Yeah. It's just, I don't like mouth noises. Like, if people chew with their mouth open, I don't like that.
Yeah?
People chomp on ice. It's something that, like chewing gum. I don't want to hear the...
You don't like a whole lot of smacking.
No, no, no. Keep those lips closed for the most part.
I like
part.
It when people pop gum. I can't ever... I don't know how to do it.
That little...
Yeah.
Sound.
They get air and pop it.
Anyway, the rules on Friday are there are no rules.
None.
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Monday through Thursday, we might veto your decision to go a certain direction because it doesn't tickle our fancies.
There ain't no might to it.
Well, every now and then we'll let people venture off into a new direction.
Drop the hammer.
You're inflexible.
Speaking of, yesterday we talked water. Today someone called and said, watch that water. If you mix it with booze, then it'll cloud up. Well, we just happened to have a listener who did just that. They mixed the artesian well water with some vodka. There was no clouding. They shook it. They swirled it. They poured it. There was no clouding.
The only thing they didn't do is bring it to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what he's drinking. I'm trying to look at the label. That ain't like any vodka I've ever seen.
Oh, but Randall, this doesn't apply to White Lightning. It's only your approved liquors.
That's George G. Brown. I've never heard of that vodka. Anyway. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, if it's in the plastic bottle, better watch out.
I'm with you.
But I've hey, y'all were talking, you went from prostitute to Wetumpka mayors. And
hey, it's news and views.
I love it. I love it. And I'm learning about areas, not no-go zones in Montgomery.
Oh, there are no-go zones in Montgomery.
Oh, hell yeah.
Stay out of it.
And I go everywhere, but there are a few places I won't go.
Let me tell you, one day Jack and I were milling around after lunch. He said, I haven't been down this road in a long time. Let's go over here. We got out there. I pulled out my gun, chambered around, and held it like in at the ready. It was the scariest drive we've ever taken. Jack's like, boy, that's refreshing. I hadn't seen this neighborhood
in years.
Where
did you take young Coleman, Jack?
It was bad wherever it was. I tell you that.
Well, you start driving around, you might get real depressed.
Yeah,
it was at the ass end of like the old Bellis Hess.
Okay.
Oh man. Oh yeah. The Bell said, my dad said, well, it's funny you said that. My dad bought his first pistol when he got to Montgomery there.
He had a lot of insight.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I've always heard that name, but I never really knew where it was.
If you're going west, you're on the South Boulevard, and you're headed west, and you cross Rosa Parks, you can go over, as the old-timers say, a viaduct. It was down there on the right.
All right.
It started as a store called Maxim, M-A-X-I-M, and then it became Bellis Hess.
Hmm.
Man, you got to write all this stuff down, Jack.
Jack's going to write a coffee table book.
And then, he needs to. It's unreal.
And then I think it was a place called Gibson.
And inside of a guy in Montgomery's no-go zones.
No-go zones, that's right. Well, y'all talking about no-go zones. Unfortunately, I was kind of looking at Zillow. Y'all are talking about just, you know, places that are have foreclosures and all that.
Yeah.
And you start looking at home values in this town, and you start looking at Zillow, and I'm telling you, man, the bottom has fallen out of home prices in this town. And, you know, we're supposedly in the hot days of people buying because people are trying to, you know, pivot themselves so they're ready for school coming up next year or this year. And, I mean, it is quite disturbing, the price cuts on some of these fine homes around here. I mean, and in no location is immune from it either. I mean,
you're correct about that, no doubt.
I mean, it is scary. I mean, you're Wind Lake, McGee Estate, I don't care where it is. I mean, it is unbelievable. You know, those were some of the solid neighborhoods in the city, and it's just it's disturbing. And it financially for me that actually invested in this town is very disturbing. Because if I need to bail, I'm scared what I might get have to bail on. I mean, I might be bailing nothing because I'm maybe writing a check to the bank. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, I don't know what can be done. I mean, this is a microcosm of a lot of problems. But I really throw this problem that we're seeing on the foot of all the insiders and all the smart people in the city of Montgomery have. I don't want to use the word, but they've screwed around and wasted so many years of the school system issue. And of course, you know, this is a revolving door, and we've talked about it before, and it's, but nothing seems like it's ever going to happen or change. And the bailout, like you're saying, the 43 tag, I mean, the people that I know have left and moved down to the beach, or moved to Fairhope, or moved to Birmingham. It's disturbing to see.
It's pretty incredible.
We don't get a handle on this. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, Prattville, Wetumpka.
It's pretty incredible when you look at the demographic studies showing it going forward in the next 2, 3, 4 years, and then the next 20 to 25 years. Montgomery is projected to lose population in every single projection going forward on an annual basis. And if you look at other cities that lose population on an annual basis, it never works. I mean, it just never works.
Well, we need to get rid of that whole damn school board, every single one of them.
Yeah, well, the state had an opportunity to bypass them, and for whatever reason didn't, and left them in place, and I'll never understand.
Well, it's
Chris, we got to run.
It's a fiasco.
Yeah. Carolyn.
Hey, are you interested in someone being called on a poll?
We love when people get polls. Tell us all about it.
Oh, okay. All right. Someone called ProMark. And it was, I could tell it was for Roy Moore, and they were asking questions, and they really dog-talked Luther Strange, starting with some trans money from some company named Trans something. I don't, maybe y'all are familiar, Trans America, or I'm not sure. I couldn't.
Well,
anyway.
Let me do this. Instead of you telling me about it, let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
When did you get the call? Yesterday?
Last night.
Did they identify who was making the call?
As far as his name or?
No, what company was doing the actual calling?
Well, it came up as ProMark, so I really didn't notice.
Did it? What area?
I knew.
What was
the area code?
I don't know. It could have been 334. Okay. I really couldn't tell you.
You said ProMark, like M-A-R-K or M-A-R-T?
Yes. M-A-R-K.
Okay. Now, did they go through the standard, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of X, Y, and Z, and all the candidates that way?
It was more giving situations of what I remember, situations with Luther Strange, situations with Mo Brooks, situations with Randy Brinson, and in situations with Roy Moore, all mixed up. And do you strongly agree that you would support that, or no different, or strongly opposed? And so there were a lot of questions about Luther Strange, several about Mo Brooks. And
what kind of question? Tell me the questions they were asking about Luther.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Trans something. He's on the board of a bank.
Okay.
He was the two questions about Bentley, that he was AG and didn't, he was appointed by Bentley, and then also that he was supposed to be investigating Bentley. There was a couple more, and then also I'm a group supporter, so there were questions about how he feel that he did not support paying for the D.C. school choice. There's a voucher system up there. He voted against that. And then that he was on the city council and Huntsville, and he voted for more taxes and put in his own general fund.
Mm.
And so I just gave him my answers. But Randy Brinson, the one that there was a couple, and it was that he's with Christian Coalition and supports gambling.
Okay.
And the two about Roy Moore were he was removed from office for the Ten Commandments and removed for office for same-sex marriage. Okay.
So that is a pro-Roy Moore poll.
Right. Yeah.
That's who ran that. Promark is out of Woodlands, Texas.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't look at that,
It's a guy named Steve Werner. You know
that's the old Lance Terrence and Associates.
Yeah. Do you know Steve Werner, Jack?
Mm-mm.
That's who it is.
But it was obviously Roy Moore, and I had to laugh. I was laughing during it when he was talking about Luther Strange and certain things. So, but anyway, I did answer the question.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. I'm glad you called.
Thanks.
Hear from people who get polls.
Yeah,
love to hear people get polls. Yes, the old Terrence Group. They changed their name in 1997.
Yeah. I guess Lance is retired. He was really one of the best.
Yeah. But apparently, Roy Moore is doing a little polling.
Hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me. Testing those hit pieces. See which one resonates.
Uh-huh.
Resonates.
So he's making an ad about it.
Resonates. Hey, my friends, if you want a home mortgage at the best available prices and the best available service, you have only one person you can call. That is Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. She has a great team, and they are standing by to take your call as we speak. 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online right now, or you can check her out online at 2 in the morning. You can wake up and you roll over and say, you know what? No better time than right now to refinance.
That's right.
And you can just jump on ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALA as in Alabama, ALAHomeMortgage.com. There's a program called the Blink Program. You can apply. It's secure. It's fast. I mean, super, super fast, like a missile fast. And she will get your stuff the very next day and get started on your package when she gets to the office. 567-4223. Or ALAHomeMortgage.com. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She is an equal housing lender.
She certainly is, and it is Friday. Anything goes Friday on News and Views, and your phone calls are welcome at 272-9228. Back in moments on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Pajama.
The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another active weather day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become rather numerous by later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms will be on the strong side. High around 90. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still a generous supply of random afternoon and evening storms. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow with a high around 90. And we had to go up to about a 50% chance on Father's Day Sunday, too, with a high temperature around 91. Stay ahead of the storms. Download our new weather app. It has radar and future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off, and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
It happens every summer. Movie buffs line up for the opportunity to see a star-studded blockbuster. Meanwhile, car buffs line up for the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the eye-catching CLA. Mercedes-Benz sportiness and design at a jaw-dropping price. Lease the 2017 CLA 250 4MATIC for just $359 a month for 36 months with $3,753 due at signing. Don't miss this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Hurry in to our summer event. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
A monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively from Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard of Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
Hello, Montgomery, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and the rest of the River Region. This is Baron Coleman for my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning is an absolute legend. He's a wizard. He is a man on a mission, and that mission is to make the River Region beautiful. For the last 48 years, Riley Manning has set himself apart as the premier painting contractor in the River Region. Riley Manning has painted thousands of homes. No job too big or too small for Riley Manning Painting. Commercial, agricultural, industrial, and residential painting. And he also does things like pressure washing your concrete, your deck, your home. He can stain or dye concrete. You have to give Riley Manning Painting a call today. 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. That's Riley Manning, Riley Manning Painting. Give him a call, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Live like a pro at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac. A 2017 GMC Acadia Denali MSRP $50,865. Now Sonic priced at $42,991. Or lease for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, $499 due at signing, $499 per month with approved credit. At GMC, we are professional grade. Stock number HZ302933. All incentives assigned to dealer, tax, title, and dealer fees extra. Must mention offer and take delivery by 6/30/17. See dealer for details. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, 833 Eastern Boulevard. See the entire inventory online at ClassicGMCBuick.com. A premier Sonic automotive dealership.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Minutes after 10 o'clock. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's Friday. Anything Goes Friday with Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, and Ben Hagler. Your phone calls at 272-9228.
A judge has announced a guilty verdict in this Massachusetts texting suicide case. That's not easy to say.
No.
Massachusetts texting. That's like Fox on Socks on Box on Knox. Remember that book? I read it last night to my kids. That's a tough book to get through. But I am 100% totally against what just happened. You cannot be found guilty for telling someone to go jump off a bridge. That is as old as Cain and Abel. People telling people to go kill other, you know, go kill yourself, go play in traffic, go jump off a bridge.
Take a bite of this apple.
Yeah. I mean, that is absurd. That is political correctness run amok. That you consider that, oh, this is bullying. She told him to kill himself and told him everybody hated him. Man, that's what kids do. Kids are awful people. Kids are awful humans. I mean, kids are generally terrible to each other. You got to teach your kids to toughen up.
Involuntary manslaughter. That seems a little rough.
That's absolutely brutal. One of the worst outcomes I've ever seen. You know who needs to investigate a case like that?
Jack Shaman.
Ed Sasser. I recommend Ed Sasser as your next private investigator or polygraph examiner. This guy is a pro. He is among the best there has ever been in these fields. He has taken courses from the Secret Service. He's worked for the Montgomery Police Department. He's worked for the Alabama Department of Corrections, doing investigations on everything from murder to drug use to just anything you can imagine. Surveillance on cases where people are faking injuries, and he can stake them out. Maybe you want to know where your significant other is roaming around in the evenings. Mm. Ed Sasser can get right on the job. He works all over Alabama and the surrounding area. So if you got a case down in the Florida Panhandle, maybe in Atlanta, Nashville, in Mississippi, he'll travel. He can travel. And mean, he's not. I guess he could board a plane and go to Seattle, but
sure.
You know, I guess you'd have to work that out with him. But I know he travels quite frequently for his jobs. He is the guy that the experts use when they need polygraph examining experts. He's also the guy that the fishing tournaments, the bodybuilding tournaments, those types of things that they need when they have a question of whether or not somebody cheated, they bring him in and use his polygraph examining skills. He was explaining it to me. They test perspiration, heart rate, blood pressure, respiration, even whether you clench your old rear end up when you're answering the questions. They can test all of that and more. He said it's basically unbeatable now. I mean, they used to be able, you could beat it by doing this or doing that. He said now they've pretty much taken all the guesswork out of it. And he just goes by what the results say. And he's good at what he does. He's a pro. He's been doing this a long, long time, investigating for decades, 3, 4, 5 decades he's been at it. So give him a call, 399-6999, 399-6999. Ed Sasser, private investigator extraordinaire. 399-6999.
Yeah, the old tack and the shoe trick didn't work anymore.
No, that's what I'm saying. They got ways around all that stuff. People used to bear down like they were going number two and drop their blood pressure and all that. You can't do that anymore. And then I think that's what killed Elvis Presley. That's why he died on a toilet. You bearing down and your blood pressure bottoms out. And you keel over.
Somebody was giving him a lot of attention.
Did you steal the blue suede shoes?
Did you eat my turkey sandwich? 272-9228. It's Anything Goes Friday with Jack Campbell, Ben Hagler, and Barrett Coleman.
Did you know we had terrorism right here in the Camellia State?
I was unaware.
AL.com, a tip from a citizen led to the arrest of a 22-year-old male in Huntsville who was charged Thursday with soliciting support for an act of terrorism.
Huh.
You might ask yourself, self, is he Baptist? Mormon? Catholic?
Presbyterian?
Methodist? Hindu? His name is Aziz Syed. He was taken into custody in the area of, ironically enough, Church Street and Clinton Avenue yesterday afternoon. A few details about the arrest were released, but police and FBI are conducting a joint investigation on the case. He is an American citizen who lives in Huntsville. Maybe Moon could get this guy to live
Church Street in Huntsville. I know that area.
Church Street and Clinton Avenue. Maybe Josh Moon could adopt Aziz Syed. He said he wanted a, you know, refugee family.
Taking a border.
Yeah. This guy's an American citizen, which goes to prove just because you bring these people here and then they have a next generation, they're not going to change.
Yeah.
They're not going to change. These guys want to destroy America. They want to destroy our way of life. So, there. They don't know how long he's lived in the city. He's originally from North Carolina. North Cackalack, huh?
North Cackalack.
Had a friend who used to call it Cackalack. You ever heard that?
Never heard of Cackalack. No.
North Cackalack.
No.
I don't know why they called it that. Stacy Bates said a search warrant has been issued for residents in Twickenham Village Apartments. Where's Twickenham Village Apartments? What a weird name that is.
I don't know. Church Street in Huntsville.
Twickenham? That's a weird name.
It used to be a Twickenham station here. It was a restaurant.
Yeah, it was a restaurant in East Hill Mall.
It was in a railroad car.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Cool, neat little place.
Just one railroad car?
It started it was in the mall.
Yeah.
You could eat in the railroad car or eat in the restaurant, I think.
Right, right.
But didn't it start in the Union Station? And
yes.
And then move out
there?
Yes,
I think maybe. I think so.
That was also called TK Trips at one time down there. It was a restaurant in the train station.
Do you remember Swinston's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that place.
How about Gorin's?
Yeah. Good stuff. Good ice cream.
In the Montgomery Mall? Which mall are you talking about?
Eastdale first opened up. It was one of the first.
Yeah.
Huh. We went in the Montgomery Mall the other day. Am I allowed to tell people that? Jack?
What?
Am I allowed to tell people we went to the Montgomery Mall the other day?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I toured the Montgomery Mall the other day.
So, how'd it go?
Fantastic. Cool place.
It's like run around and...
Well, no, but you go in there, you look around.
Is the merry-go-round still there?
No. It's cool, though. I mean, it's still... I don't know. Did you see the merry-go-round? I don't think it's still there.
So it would have been right in the middle where the food court was.
No, it's not. But a lot of that glass work is still there and still looks pretty good. The structure seems pretty sound.
There's some leaks, but I mean, other than that, it structurally, it appears to be pretty sound.
What are they wanting to do with it?
They're wanting to make it an educational center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lamp is there, or going to be there. What's the other school that's going to be there? MTech.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get Booker T. Washington there.
Yeah, and like Upchurch and some of those guys that are tight with the city leadership wants to move Booker T. Washington from its current location on Union Street to where the old Lamp used to be on out in West Montgomery, and people are like, no.
Hold on, that old Lamp, that building's decrepit. I thought they were moving it to Houston Hill, or talking about moving it to Houston Hill.
Well,
where Lamp is now.
I don't know.
I think that's what they were talking about.
Okay.
But we looked at the plans for what it would look like in there if Booker T. Washington also came there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you want to have an educational center with a bunch of high schools in the same location, it would work. I mean, the parking, and they got room for a gym and soccer fields and baseball
fields. It's an aggressive goal.
Yeah.
We need to do something. Whatever we're doing ain't working. So
yeah. And they got to build a new Booker T. Washington at some point. That place is a dump.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an absolute dump. The Lamp was a dump, but they shouldn't have moved them to Houston Hill. They should have figured out what they were going to do and then moved them out of that nasty old building. But our Board of Education, if there's seven of them, there's seven lousy people up there. They're just lousy.
Yeah.
They have no idea what they're doing. This city has been ruined largely on the backs of that Board of Education. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. That Board of Education is why the caller Don, has moved to Eclectic. It's why I saw 143 tags roaming I-85 south coming from Auburn to work this morning in Montgomery. That's why everybody's leaving. It's terrible. It's awful. 272-9228 is the number. Who's this?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Doc.
Oh, great. I apologize for being on the car phone.
It's okay. Be safe.
Having to do a little unwanted, unplanned traveling. But I thought I heard you say that no one could be or should be prosecuted for verbally encouraging or assisting in suicide.
Well, if you know the facts of what this girl did, they sound pretty egregious, but she didn't take any steps to help him. She just told him, no one likes you, they hate you, you need to kill yourself, and all that. I mean, manslaughter? That's what kids say to each other. I went to high school. People told me to kill myself. I told people to kill themselves. That's what we do. That's what kids do to each other. It's nasty. It shouldn't happen. I would hope my kids would never say that to someone else. But I certainly didn't belong in prison if somebody acted on it.
Yeah, they prosecute people for bullying now, which we've all gone to jail for that, for being on the receiving and the giving end, I suppose.
Well, I mean, and bullying, what happened to teaching kids sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me? What happened to that? Tell people to toughen up. Life sucks. It's really rough out there. It doesn't get any better, and then you die. I mean, that's what the message that most people got when I was growing up.
Do most states allow assisted suicide?
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, arguably, there's very little difference in starting the IV for the individual or handing him a weapon or a poison or whatever. And maybe he just needs psychological rather than physical support. And the young lady stays on the phone dozens and dozens of times during the day, not only encouraging, but telling him to do it.
Yeah.
It could be argued that that's giving assistance. And you said that you can't tell or tempt anyone to do something against themselves. Tell that to Eve and to all the rest of us.
Well, that's what I say. It's as human as the beginning of humanity. I mean, we don't lock up everybody who says something ugly to somebody. It'll be a very unpopulated free world.
Well, you saying that it's been that way for all of humanity, there's a reason. Because Eve was successfully tempted.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, it'll be interesting to see how she's sentenced. She's guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, we'll see if she does any actual time. Yeah.
Which is about the least they could have given her. Is that
correct.
Well, probably. I can't imagine a lesser included offense. I mean, I guess you could go down to like harassment, maybe. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting, guys.
Yeah. Well, Doc, good thoughts as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have safe travels.
272 is our number if you want to get in. Friday means your rules are what govern this program today, not ours. We just sit here and listen to what you have to say.
You know what? Yesterday, it was another wet day. And I was out there at East Chase, and I saw about a 5-car pileup. You know what I thought, Baron? I said, you know what? They need to call my buddy Tommy Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Capital City Body Works. And you know what? You can take your automobile to anybody you want to. Don't let the insurance companies push you around. Capital City Body Works, located at 140 South East Dell Road. Auto body, framework, auto repair. Also, maybe your upholstery's kind of ratty in your car. They can fix that, too. And you know what? I got a couple cracks in my windshield I noticed just yesterday. And I'm going to go see Tommy as soon as I get off the air today. And you know what? They offer free pickup towing. Also, discounted rates on rental cars. So, hey, listen. If you got some dings in your automobile, maybe you had a fender bender, maybe you want to spruce it up to try to resell it and purchase something else, nobody can do a job quite like Capital City Body Works. Located 140 East Dell Road, you can check them out on the World Wide Web, of course, at CapitalCityBodyWorks.com. They are not satisfied until you're satisfied. Capital City Body Works here in Montgomery.
We'll be back. It's 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. The phone number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. More news and views ahead.
Start your morning outright with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a riding mower upgrade? If so, drop by CTE and check out Hustler Zero Turn Mowers. For 2017, Hustler continues to improve almost everything. Engines, cutting decks, tires, seats, fewer replacement parts, and the list goes on. But even with all these upgrades, Hustler has lowered the price on most models while maintaining the best warranty in the industry and offering 0% interest financing for 48 months. So whether you're a homeowner with a residential lot, an estate owner with several acres, or a professional, Hustler makes over 50 different models, and one of them is perfect for you. So come to CTE, take a test drive, or arrange for a demo on your property, and you'll see why Hustler, although building ZTRs for over 50 years, has recently become one of America's most popular brands. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Purolator oil, air, and cabin air filters. Nothing gets by us. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and other fine retailers.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception, all sales plus tax, title, and acquisition fee, all rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-643-5081. 800-643-5081. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-643-5081.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Off of the best of Bonnie Tyler, which is how many songs? Two? Three?
Total Eclipse of the Heart, Holding Out on a Hero, Four Hero, I guess. I think she had maybe one or two
she
more.
She had a country hit at one point.
It's a Heartache.
Yeah, it's a Heartache. It was a country song.
That was a good song, though.
That was a good song, but it's totally different than this poppy stuff. She was the original Taylor Swift going from country to pop. Wasn't Taylor Swift country when she started?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I thought she was. Taylor Swift. Well, then, a washed-up Bonnie Tyler.
How about washed-up? How about Linda Ronstadt?
What's wrong with her?
Does she sing anymore?
No, she has Alzheimer's.
I mean, where does she
does
come
she?
From?
Yes.
Yeah, now don't you feel bad, Jack?
No,
I'm
going to really,
put you in
I
prison.
Never,
well, if she kills herself, I'm going to put you in prison.
Well, I hope she forgot that she was once married to Jerry Brown.
The mayor?
The governor
of California?
They were dating, I don't
Yeah, they weren't married.
Got a bit. That's what made her go crazy.
Didn't she do a duet with Aaron Neville?
Oh, yeah.
That was a great one.
Well, Linda Ronstadt, I mean, boy, she was about as lefty as it got.
And now, is Aaron Neville the guy with the milk duds on his face?
No, it's the guy that has the big old raisin on his head and eats Lay's Cajun-flavored potato chips. He's from New Orleans.
He needs more than that.
He tells it like it is. I have a great... I have a great Aaron Neville story, actually.
Mole has its own gravitational field.
A promoter tried to stiff Aaron Neville in Tuscaloosa one night. And, Aaron gave him a choice. Either give him the money or he's going to shoot him dead right there with a .44.
Really?
Put it out and put it against his forehead. True story. Yeah, don't think. Aaron Neville, he killed a man. He went to prison.
Really?
Yes. He killed a man.
Well, you know.
He wasn't going to mess around with no jackleg at the old train station in Tuscaloosa. Put a gun to the middle of his two eyes.
Well,
true story.
You got to get paid somehow.
Hey, you're going to give him money, man.
James, you're going to set these guys straight.
Now, Linda Ronstadt has Parkinson's. Not all
No,
time.
That's right. I'm sorry. You're correct. You are correct.
All right, guys.
Appreciate
See
it.
See you later.
Parkinson's, not Alzheimer's.
Sorry about that. She's very sick, though. I know that.
Yeah. Thanks, Jack. Now you feel bad?
Where's she been, anyway? Why don't I ever hear from her?
No, I really don't feel bad, Baron. I don't feel bad at all.
Well, if she kills herself, I'm going to charge you.
Well, you charge me and put me in there with that Michelle Carter woman.
Yeah. Is that her name?
I'll run her crazy. Yeah.
You won't get any youthful
offenders.
Now,
I'll tell you what.
Though.
And you noticed this, too, Ben, so I'm not just being ugly. That little girl that just got convicted, is that
Ooh.
Who you're talking about? She looked evil.
God.
I mean, she had that angular, evil-looking face and evil eyebrows.
She looks like she could have been a member of the Addams Family.
Yeah, she looked evil. She looked like... I don't think she did herself any favor looking like that going into trial.
Probably not.
You know, sometimes you got to dumb yourself down a little bit when you go into trial. I mean, look at Bill Cosby. He's acting blind. You know, he acts like he can't see.
Yeah, he sees just fine.
And, you know, he's got the cane and he waves and he's...
Talks to himself when he's going into the, out
it
of the
works.
Courtroom.
It works. They got a hung jury, probably.
They're not going to put that man in prison.
There ain't no way they're going to put
that man in prison. No way in God's green earth.
Not the sweater man. Not everybody's favorite grandfather.
Because you got what the pudding and the jello pudding.
Hung jury.
That wasn't a single.
How do you know?
Well, they said, I mean, they've been deliberating since Monday. They ain't got a verdict yet.
Yeah, they said they're deadlocked.
They said they're deadlocked a couple times. They come out, judge keeps sending them back.
I guess I used hung in the wrong context. But,
wow. It's Friday. Oh, my gosh. 13 minutes to the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, on News and Views.
Okay, I need to attend Paris Air Show.
Speaking of hung.
This from WSFA.
Hungover. Where's she going? You know, they're trotting her out there. That's a grueling trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she gets too high in that plane, I hope she doesn't get altitude sickness.
Well, yeah. I just want to know, again, who's paying for this. The same thing we wanted last time. Remember Greg Canfield was on the two-week vacation in Montreal? A world-class city. Great place. Just happened to coincide with the Formula One Grand Prix up there in Montreal.
Wow. What, did he attend?
I would if I was up there at the time. He was there on a two-week paid vacation. Wonder what kind of hotels he was staying in, what kind of meals he was eating, who was paying for all that. Now he comes home, has time to get his clothes dry cleaned over at Jim Massey, and now he's headed to Paris.
Gay Paris.
Paris Air Show gives the Alabama team access to senior-level aerospace industry executives, allowing us to advance valuable relationships.
Now, wait a minute. You cannot be Kay Ivey and Beauregard Sessions in the same accent.
Well, I'm trying to do Greg Canfield.
Well, you're not doing it well. You're just, it's awful.
That can lead to job creating investment in our state. That's what Jefferson Beauregard Sessions is saying.
We're going to do some research.
Who is the head of the Alabama Labor Department? Do you know?
No.
Well,
probably find out.
I heard a funny story that...
Oh, come on. It's Friday. Let's hear it.
Well, that he had a group in Mobile was meeting, and he was approached about getting the governor to come speak.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets her to go down there now. These people are like, some of them are members of the, probably the Teamsters and the AFL-CIO and what have you and so forth. Kay goes down there and talks to him. Now, what's his name? Bryn Riley.
Yeah.
He's in the audience. He's our friend.
Yeah, I like Bryn.
He's a labor guy. And she gets up there and gives a speech about how great it is to be in a right-to-work state.
that went over well.
Yeah, like a fart in church. It was hard.
The Department of Labor, Kay. Labor. Not the Department of No Labor.
Right.
2729-228. Dick Brubaker joins the program.
I have a legal question.
Oh, I don't answer legal questions. I give bad legal advice on here, but I don't.
Oh, well, good. I keep hearing that from the people that are trying to turn this tragedy in Alexandria into a gun control issue, that this guy was in legal possession of the weapons he had. Now, in Alabama, and even when you buy a gun, anybody who knows that, if you've got a domestic violence conviction, you fail the background check. You can't buy a gun. Now, in Alabama, if you're been convicted of, just Alabama, do you get to keep the guns you already have, or can you? Are you just restricted from buying them?
I don't believe you can purchase a new gun, and I don't know, Senator, I honestly do not know the answer of whether or not you have to disgorge the guns you already have.
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting to know, because I know in some states, if you're convicted of domestic violence and have lost your right to purchase a gun under the federal rule, you've lost your right to possess them under some state's laws. And people use just give them to their brother or
wife.
In some cases, very oddly, to their wives.
Not
but,
me.
But my. If somebody knows the answer to that and would call in, I would love to know.
So whether a domestic violence conviction, I'm writing this down so I can search it later.
I know that you can't purchase a gun under the federal rule.
Yeah.
But can you still, if you already have a gun, can you keep it?
That's a great question. I do not know the answer to that. What you did hear that the guy was in legal possession of his guns?
Well, I got into a big argument on Twitter the other night with a very nice lady. She's just a little bit, you know, to the left of Leon Trotsky. But she was kept going on and on about how he was in legal possession. I said, first of all, if he's got a domestic violence conviction, and I know he can't in Virginia take those guns across state lines.
Well,
which he clearly did.
I just found a Supreme Court opinion from last year.
Yeah.
June of last year, during the June thing. It was a 6-2 opinion. Elena Kagan wrote for the majority. And they upheld the federal law that prohibits people with misdemeanor gun violence convictions from owning guns.
Okay.
Now picture this dissent. It's Clarence Thomas and Sonia Sotomayor.
Wow.
They were the dissenting opinions. I bet that's the only time they've ever been on the same side alone.
Well, so according to that, if you have a domestic violence conviction, you cannot legally be in possession of firearms.
That's according to the Supreme Court opinion of June of last year.
Okay, well, thank you, because I thought I was correct on that, because one of my constituents that had a gun had been told he had to get rid of some gun because of a domestic violence conviction. And I put him in touch with the sheriff, I know he ended up losing the gun.
The case is Voisine versus United States, Voisine. They challenged the provision of a Maine law, Maine, the state of Maine, that says if you're convicted of a misdemeanor domestic violence offense, you can't own a gun. And they challenged the federal firearms prohibition, and it was upheld.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you. See, that's the great thing about talk radio. You ask questions, and occasionally you get answers.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that?
Check it out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Was Sotomayor, Scalia taught how to skeet shoot, or was that Elena Kagan?
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
But he took one of them out and taught them how to shoot skeet.
Yeah, he always tried to be friendly to everybody. Hey, I can't remember your name. What was it, John?
Jim,
close enough.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, starts
good
with a J.
How
one
y'all
syllable.
Doing?
How you doing?
Good. Good to hear y'all this morning. Y'all all sound fit.
Not
mentally. Thank God there's not television cameras in there.
Well, that's all of it. Anyway, hey, listen. As far as Alabama state law, I'm a police officer here in the state of Alabama, Central Alabama. And upon conviction, you cannot own, transport, carry, nor have one in your residence. You cannot purchase or have one in your home.
After a domestic violence conviction.
After the conviction, yes, sir. Yeah. And then you can be liable for arrest. I mean, there was a provision. They tried to put a provision in there for, like, hunting weapons and shotguns, that type of thing, but that was struck down.
Well, you can shoot somebody with a shotgun as fast as you can as with a...
Yeah.
I agree. And that's... but that was just one of those things that Hunter Bryce wanted. But, you cannot own, keep, be near, purchase, transfer any firearm.
Yeah, I looked at the dissent. Had an interesting argument here. And maybe this is why Sotomayor signed on to the dissent with Clarence Thomas, because it said if you get in a car accident and your negligence injures one of your family members and you're charged with criminal negligence, you can now be prohibited from owning a firearm because it was a violent conviction dealing with family members. And he said, that's a little bit, can trigger a lifetime ban. He said, we treat no other constitutional right so cavalierly. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I think our.
But at the same time, if you're beating your wife, I don't think you should have a gun.
No.
No. Well, you could beat her with a broom handle, but that's not.
Well, I know.
The point is, you know, I mean, I understand the domestic violence laws, I understand the gun laws, but I also think that we've gone.
Let's think counterfactually just a second, John. Jim, let's think counterfactually.
Thank you.
His conviction, say it's Steve and Ruby, all right? Steve beats up on Ruby. He gets convicted. Ruby forgives him. She comes back. Ruby can no longer be armed to protect herself from Steve because he can't have a firearm in the house.
In the same building. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So we're disarming victims by this law.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, that's really a tragic outcome, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, the police, once he starts beating around on you, those police are 20 minutes away. Your firearm may only be 15 seconds away. So we're disarming victims of domestic violence. We're ensuring that he's got a free run at his wife. I'm not sure I like that outcome. Again, I agree. I this is a limitation on guns I agree with. If you go beating around on your wife, you shouldn't have guns. But I'm not sure that we should disarm everybody. Look who just walked in the door. Aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
Bad sore eyes.
you'll make some eyes sore. Come on in, 84. Look at what you just brought, Baron Coleman. Look at this right here, ladies and gentlemen. Those are tomatinos. What brand of tomatoes are these, 84?
No clue.
Just whatever you grow at home?
Yeah, I didn't pick them. I don't know if what...
You didn't pick them?
No,
Coleman. How do I know they're healthy?
Because Coleman picked them.
Oh, 42 picked them.
Yeah. And you know who I named him after?
Coleman. Baron.
No, my great-grandfather.
Oh, my bad. Was he his last name Coleman?
The first name.
First name was Coleman? Mm-hmm. Who was he named after?
Coleman Wingard. I beat crap out of me.
Well, if we do that, we'll have to take everyone's firearms away.
I went to Lanier with some of those Wingard boys. Were they kin to you?
My grandmother told me one day, Jack, if anybody asked you, are you kin to any of the Wingards, the answer is no. You're from around Dublin down in that area. You know.
Well, I'm from here, but yeah, I'm familiar with that down there. But yeah,
that's where they are from. I knew a Wingard growing up. Not growing up, but after I moved here, there was a Wingard family that went to Landmark when we were there. Were you kin to any of those folks?
No, that was a different branch.
Yeah, this guy was like, I want to say Mike Wingard, or they were wrestlers. They were brothers, and they were nice guys.
They were wrestlers.
Well, I mean, they may have been cutthroats. I don't know deep down, but.
You mean like professional wrestlers?
No. But in high school, they were like
singlets.
Very good wrestlers, yeah. I think.
Bo Holt!
Good morning. I'm calling of very serious nature.
Okay.
We got a little problem in this town that needs to be addressed.
Just one?
Yeah, it hurts my heart. There has been an outbreak of people smoking Freon and backing over trash cans.
Smoking Freon.
And backing over trash cans, and it's running rampant in my neighborhood.
It's an epidemic.
It is. And I just need people to really be aware of this.
Vigilant, yes. So my question is,
have any air conditioning repairmen been spotted in the area?
Is it possible that a caller to this show has wreaked havoc in your driveway?
It's possible, and you know, sometimes there's even sidewalk chalk involved.
No way.
It's
I've heard of cases of where they write on your driveway and then they snort it.
I know. That's when things really get crazy, too. Yeah. And if you see these people, I mean, I don't want you to confront them yourselves. You need to...
No, you need a gun.
Got
to
get a professional involved.
If you see anybody with bleach chalk on their nostrils, run.
Exactly. Bo, y'all be safe out there. Be safe this weekend, guys.
Bo, you need to stay away from them Jim Gilmore meetings. That's where the problem's coming from.